We are live once again on Bruh Moment, a weekly show at 4 p.m. here on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I am joined today, yet again, by a good friend and a good guest. Would you like to introduce yourself, Lila?
Hello, my name is Lila.
That's wonderful. Yes. Is that all we need to know?
Sure. Is there anything else you would like to know?
Well, what was the song we just heard?
Oh, what we just heard was Phoebe Bridgers' Motion Sickness.
Oh, such a great song. That's been on repeat for both of us for the past, what has it been, month?
Yeah, probably. Since the beginning of the semester.
Since the beginning of the semester. Yeah, wonderful song. So today, as usual, playing whatever we feel like, whatever we felt like adding to this hodgepodge playlist right here. Well, I shouldn't say that. There was some deliberate effort put into this, on my part at least. So yes, that's the vibe. We already have our PSA picked out. Do we want to read that now, or should we wait for a better time?
We should wait, I think.
All right, wonderful. So with that, let's get back into the music. This is a song that just came out 2 days ago, although it feels like a lot longer since I've been listening to it nonstop as well. It's from the one, the only, Tame Impala, off of The Slow Rush. This is Breathe Deeper. You know, I don't think anything he's going to release is going to top Currents, or is going to top Lonerism. Are you a big Tame Impala fan, Lila?
I have not listened to any Tame Impala.
That is incredible. I am shocked and appalled. So you need to listen to it as quickly as possible, which is why we're going to dive right in. This is Breathe Deeper off of The Slow Rush from Tame Impala here on Bruh Moment.
I can't believe me.
14 p.m. Having just heard two of my editions, U.S. Girls with Pearly Dates off of the 2018 album In a Poem Unlimited, and preceding that was Breathe Deeper, a two-day-old song from the illustrious genius Kevin Parker of Tame Impala off of The Slow Rush, a wonderful Valentine's Day gift to receive on Friday. What were your thoughts on those two songs, Lila?
I had never heard either of them, but I thought they were both good.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you have your headphones at a very interesting angle, Lila. I just, for our listeners, you know, they don't have the opportunity to be here in the studio with us, so I just like to, you know, ground them in some way.
Well,
so.
You see, I don't like to have them over both ears, because then I can't hear myself speak.
That was my computer. Sorry, that was so unprofessional. I just got an email notification from Domino's Pizza on my computer. That was so sad.
It takes priority, I would say.
I will now go commit Sudoku as I dishonor this radio station. But anyway, I interrupted you. What was your reasoning for the headphones?
I don't like to have my... It sounds different. You know,
it does. Yes,
it does. So I like to be able to hear my voice in a regular way, as opposed to a irregular way.
An argument that only an intro to philosophy student could
oh, you betcha.
Could make. Anyway, so Now on to some Lila additions. Lila, do you want to introduce this Steely Dan song that we have?
This next Steely Dan song is the classic My Old School. Which album is it off of?
It's off of Countdown to Ecstasy.
Countdown to Ecstasy. It's a good one.
It is a good one. There's some good tracks off that one.
Yes.
What is this song about, Lila?
This song in particular is about Steely Dan's hatred of their college, Bard College.
Bard College,
which is a garbage school. No,
it's
I'm kidding.
It's horrible.
We here at WMFO hate Bard College, as I am part of WMFO. 100%.
You are now. As long as you declare that you are, then you just immediately become part of the community. Well, you almost went to the GIM.
I did, but then I didn't.
Oh.
I forget why. I think I...
You were so close to greatness.
I was doing my economics homework, and then I was like, ah.
Economics.
Could have.
That's so sad. All right, well, we'll shut up and give you some Steely Dan. Hope you're feeling like a boomer today, because we're going to throw it back to the 70s here on WMFO. This is My Old School, Screw Bard College.
It was still September.
Okay. Well, we're back once again on Brumament. Having just heard Always, that's Always with two V's, with the song In Undertow off of Anti-Socialites back in 2017. And then before that, we heard our second Lila edition from Steely Dan. My old school, some beautiful horns on that one. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree with that statement. Fun fact, Andrew had never listened to any Steely Dan before last week when he listened to the entire Steely Dan discography.
Entire discography, yeah.
In, what would you say, 24 hours?
Oh, no, not even that much. Just like 4.5 hours straight. I just like went through the whole thing.
You know, I'm a big fan of Steely Dan, but that's a lot.
It's a bit much. It's a bit much. But I'm glad I got it all over with, because, you know, I mean, like, not over with, because, I mean, I enjoyed it, but... it was just something that I always wanted to get around to doing it. Because I'd only heard one of their albums all the way through. I heard Asia, because I own that album.
But now you've reached the epitome of dad rock.
Oh, yeah. I'm officially a boomer. Unfortunately, I'm going to go sail into the sunset on a yacht or maybe a Cadillac or something. Blasting Steely Dan. So, yeah, probably going to drop out and do that soon. Mm-hmm. What were we going to do? Oh, that's right. The PSA. My favorite part of the hour, which is going to be conducted by Lila herself.
And this week's PSA is that May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, is that a real word?
Yep.
Non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, and then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they are everywhere. Cyclists have the same right and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week.
There's a little bit at the bottom,
There's
too.
There's more. This was a message from WFMO. WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Excellent. Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, that was some excellent comedic timing considering that it's the middle of February, but I think it would be even funnier if I came back in June in like the middle of the summer to do a show and did that PSA.
Well, you lost would be so funny. The comedic timing of it though by pointing it out.
Yeah, but I'm just like planning so that like people can anticipate. Yeah. Because I might come back here. I mean, depending on what I'm doing over the summer, I might come back here and do a show, and then that'll
be the same one.
Quite humorous. I'll enjoy it at least. Other people will just be completely annoyed.
Isn't that selfish?
I do this show for me, Lila.
Okay, sure.
Not for the 16 people that are listening right now.
Hey, that's pretty good.
16 people is pretty good. I mean, if they were in this room right now, it'd be pretty crowded.
That'd be a lot of people.
It'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. So back to the 70s, I guess this is mom rock now, Joni Mitchell with Sex Kills off of Turbulent Indigo. Would you like to say a few words about this song, Lila?
I'm just big Joni Mitchell fan, you know? She's very, what is it? Just like sad girl.
Sad girl hours. Sad girl hours.
Which I often
encapsulate.
Even Andrew.
Even I relate.
And this Turbulent Indigo is an excellent album that I listen to quite a bit.
I concur.
And this is a good one.
All right. Hope you enjoy. Let's get to it. This is Joni Mitchell with Sex Kills.
Sex sells everything. sugar. Dicen que en este valle los duraznos son de los duendes. Una melodía muy triste del sur, que así le lloraba desde su interior.
Oh,
we're back once again, having heard three songs in a row. I know, we're on a roll. Two Lila selections, bookending one of my selections. What did we just hear, Lila?
We just heard No, 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 right? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
By Beirut from their album. Which album is it?
No, No, No.
From their album, No, No, No. Big no, fan no. of Beirut, No, yeah. No, No. Yep.
Big fan of the word No.
No, No, No.
And what did we hear first in that sound?
And first we heard Joni Mitchell's Sex Kills from Turbulent Indigo, which we already discussed. And
we did.
The common theme among all of my picks is what we decided during those three songs was that all of them have horns in them. Not all of them. Phoebe Bridgers didn't have horns.
That's true.
Yeah.
But she's just like too good not to play.
I know. She doesn't need horns.
She doesn't. Yeah.
No.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. Good Lord.
Gosh darn it, Andrew.
Sorry.
Was it Domino's again?
No, it was Arpin.
SMH Arpin.
It was the communist group chat. But, oh. Oh, sorry. I just outed myself as... No, I'm kidding. I'm not a communist. That was a joke. So anyway, where were we? And then the song in between those two was Durazno Sangrando by Invisible. As you can tell, yo hablo español un poco. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. But that was a good song. I've always been a fan of the softness and the harmonies of that song. So, yeah, so that's been three songs, three great songs. Why don't we hear some more? This is a Philadelphia band, in fact, repping the 215 out here in the, where are we, the 617?
617, representing.
Okay, 215 represented in the 617 right now. This is Sunflower Bean with I Was a Fool. Do you have anything else to say, Lila? I feel like it cut you off on your Joni
just
Mitchell
that I
rant.
Hate the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's a bad one.
Although, I will say, not as bad as Delaware.
But Delaware just doesn't exist.
I've been there, believe it or not.
But have you?
Oh, no. Not again. I'm not having an existential crisis again. This is my, like, fifth one this week. But, also, I want to shout out my mom, because she texted me during this saying that she is a boomer and she appreciates this radio show. So we have support from the boomer crowd.
Yeah, we have support from my dad as well, who's also a boomer.
Excellent.
Sorry, Dad. Love you.
And that's not an insult. It's just a statement. I mean, they are. It's factual.
Yeah. I mean, my dad at least is like the last year of the boomer.
Oh, yeah, my
he
mom too. Yeah,
oh,
she's like 1963. Yeah. But, oh, wow, I just outed how old my parents are. Wow, okay, we've lost our boomer support. It's all over. It's all done. It's over. Well, anyway, we'll get back to the music. I was not planning to go on that tangent, so this is Sunflower Bean on WMFO.
I was getting
my friends say you're sweeter than the syrup on my pancakes. And the stakes are high, so I'ma try to spit my best game. Strutting in them true religions like it was a Sunday, one day.
I hope you call me back.
Still waiting for a text, girl, what's next? Just wondering why you keep leading me on. It's been a week, it's shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. Maybe you're busy cause you're working on the night shift. Girl, I'm just looking for somebody I can vibe with.
You like Beckham?
I'm cooling like Icy. Go out to a party or crank up that Atari. It's been a week, it's shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. Girl, I don't mean to bother, I ain't even trying to holler. I'm just trying to chill and boogie to some Marvin. Order up some Chinese, baby, if you starving. Kicking back and watching flicks, milk by the carton. Pardon me, darling, you're pretty as can be. But still no reply, and we on week three. But you ain't gonna waste my time. No, you ain't gonna kill my vibe. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. Maybe you're busy cause you're working on the night shift. Girl, I'm just looking for somebody I can vibe with.
You like Beckham?
I'm cooling like Icy. Go out to a party or crank up that Atari. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts.
Girl, you cute, but you ain't the baddest. I hope you know you got a bad habit. And if you frontin', that's okay. Just don't be mad when I roll with Shawty, cause she's a hottie.
It's been a week, and Shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. Maybe you're busy cause you're working on the night shift. Girl, I'm just looking for somebody I can vibe with. Cooling like Icy, go out to a party or crank up that Atari. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. Maybe you're busy cause you're working on the night shift. Girl, I'm just looking for somebody I can vibe with. I'm cooling like Icy, go out to a party or crank up that Atari. It's been a week, and shawty, you can't even speak. I'm making friends with your red receipts. I'm making friends with your red receipts, yep. Oh, I'm making friends with your red receipts, oh yeah. I'm making friends with your red receipts, yep.
Wah! I had to do it.
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kid. kiss her. Tell him all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them I'm a good, not good. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Should I have been wasting my time on you at all? Nah, nah, nah. Should I have seen the private writing on the wall?
And we're back once again. What did we just hear, Lila?
First, those two songs, right?
It's three songs, but I'll introduce the first one of the three.
All right, you go first then.
Well, okay, so first we heard I Was a Fool by Sunflower Bean off of 22 in Blue, local Philly band. I got to get out of the habit of saying local, considering that we're in Boston and not Philadelphia.
Yeah, but wrong state.
Yeah. All right, well, and then after that, what did we hear?
And then we heard Red Receipts, Kyle Thornton and Company. That's and then so right after that was Good Kisser by Lake Street Dive.
Two Boston bands,
one out of Berkeley and one out of the NEC. So,
which is where you go.
I do go to the New England Conservatory.
The New England Conservatory, yes.
So I've got to hate the Berkeley one. So,
oh, yeah, it was
disgusting
horrible.
Disgusting song.
Worst
it was
song
really
I've ever heard. Yeah,
not a good one
horrible.
At all. I hated it.
God, yeah, can't stand that.
Nope.
Well, we're drawing towards the end of the hour here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, you really screwed that one up.
Yeah, I did. This is actually one of the more together shows I've had. There's been some real bruh moments on Bruh Moment these past few weeks, but whatever. I'm sure the gods will forgive me. And so this last song that I'm about to play is called Impeach the President, which I just heard Lila play last night.
Oh, you added that one in.
At the Arts House, yes.
Well, is it Crafts House,
no,
actually?
No, wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
It was at the Crafts House. It was at the Crafts House.
Yes, it was.
Yes. I always mix them up. Everybody mixes them up, right?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone actually knows which one's which.
Yeah, the world will never know. But yes, it was a good performance. Lila was playing the saxophone, and other people were playing other things. Alex Friedman was playing the guitar of some sort. And now we'll hear the Honey Drippers. Well, first of all, is there anything you'd like to say before we sign off?
Thank you for having me. This has been fun.
This has been fun.
This has been fun. Now, just impeach the president.
Impeach the president. That's the takeaway from today. All right, this is the Honey Drippers with the single Impeach the President from, what is this, 1973, here on WMFO.
Nixon.
Signing off from Bruh Moment. See you next week. Hear you next week. Here we go. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Honey Drippers in the house tonight, and they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
Shut up, fool. And she's the president.
Now watch it, we do that, huh?